Christopher Collins, writing for the Wichita Falls Times Record News, reported on Sunday a federal judge in Fort Worth awarded an injunction against the Obama administration to Texas and 14 other plaintiffs, ruling that they do not have to allow students to use the bathroom matching their gender identity if that identity doesn't correspond to their biological sex. Collins added that the decision has far-reaching implications that could affect similar lawsuits and comes as a blow to equality activists and other groups who supported the implementation of new bathroom rules for transgender students. He means transsexual students, and because this is simply a trial court injunction, not a federal appellate court ruling, it will likely have very little influence on other related cases. Even though the transsexual bathroom guidance from the Department of Education was only a suggestion and not binding upon public schools taking federal funding, Texas Attorney General Paxton filed suit immediately. Alabama, Wisconsin, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Utah, Georgia, West Virginia, Mississippi, and Kentucky joined Texas, as did our own Herald ISD in Wilberger County, the Heber Overgaard School District in Arizona, as well as that state's Department of Education, and Governor of Maine, Paul LePage. The DOE memo only implied the threat of losing federal government funding, and the states acted preemptively. The injunction issued is temporary until the court rules on the merits of this claim or until further direction of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. The secular pop culture wave on this issue is massive, and court rulings alone will not dissipate its momentum. Like abortion, we must work to change the hearts and minds of the public. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.